News. I'm Laura Winters. There is new information this Saturday about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens. The 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela. Police saying it's a crime of opportunity.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship. He did not know her at all. I think this was a crime of opportunity where he saw an individual and bad things happen.
The police chief saying the man is charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. This is the first murder on the campus in 20 years. Classes have been canceled until Monday. South Carolina holding its primary today. The topic of IVF front and center. Former President Trump campaigning in Rock Hill, saying he strongly supports in vitro fertilization.
And today I'm calling on the Alabama legislature to act quickly to find an immediate solution to preserve the availability of IVF in Alabama, and I'm sure they're going to do that. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers and fathers and beautiful little babies. Have to be on that side.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris blaming former President Trump for Alabama becoming the first state to say that frozen embryos qualify as children under state law. Harris speaking in a video posted online.
He handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court with the full intention for them to overturn Roe v. Wade and take away the protections around every person's freedom and right to be able to make decisions about their own body.
And today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taking a look now at your money, the Dow finishing the session Friday up 62 points to close at 39,131. The Nasdaq losing almost 45 points and the S&P 500 gaining almost 2 points. Elon Musk promising to make things good with a San Jose, California bakery called The Giving Cafe after Tesla cancels a $16,000 pie order at the last minute. In news now for your health, the norovirus stomach bug spreading in the Northeast with cases in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Doctors say it is hyper-contagious and causes diarrhea in adults and children. It's out of this world, the U.S. back on the moon, USA's Corey Myers with details.
Unmanned robotic lunar lander Odysseus, launched by a private U.S. company, Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's surface.
We can confirm, without a doubt, that our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting. So, congratulations, IM team. We'll see how much more we can get from that.
It was the first American mission to land on the moon since Apollo 17 in 1972, and the first private spacecraft ever to make a soft landing there. NASA paid IM $118 million to take six instruments for testing to the moon. ODE was also carrying a part for a future moon telescope.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.